With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. The United States is at last awakening from the nightmare of Vietnam, partially through the work of young writers who came of age in the 1960s. One such writer is Kentucky-born Bobby Ann Mason.
I didn't sit down and tell myself I was going to write a novel about Vietnam. I didn't really know it was about Vietnam until I took my characters through a number of different adventures and directions and discovered that Vietnam was in their background.
Bobby Ann Mason's novel is called In Country. Set in rural Kentucky, its central character is a 17-year-old girl who never knew her father because he died in the war. Her shell-shocked uncle survived the conflict but is suffering from a skin condition that may have been caused by Agent Orange. Bobby Ann Mason writes of the girl's attempt to reconcile the tragedy as it applies to her own life.
Writing it was a way of trying not to forget about it and trying not to romanticize it so that we find ourselves in a similar situation again and forget that how horrible it was.
Bobby Ann Mason says she found the subject more and more compelling as she wrote.
It was overwhelming to me that the war had these reverberating effects, not just on certain people, 58,000 or so who died in Vietnam, but on multiply that by all their families and add in all those who did come back.
From a literary standpoint, it has taken some time to come to grips with the conflict in Vietnam.
We have this national experience in our backgrounds that we've tried to repress for the last several years, and now it's coming out again, and it won't go away.
That's Bobby Ann Mason, formerly of Kentucky, who now lives in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where she wrote her novel about the legacy of Vietnam on the people of the 80s, In Country, published by Harper & Row. With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain.